The Israeli-Palestinian violence prompting protests in the U.S. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. As Israeli artillery fired toward Gaza again today, there were protests in New York and Washington, D.C. Demonstrators want President Biden to pressure Israel to stop the bombardment. Biden was also met with protests in Dearborn, Michigan, as he visited a Ford factory to talk about the future of cars and jobs. He was invited to drive an electric pickup.
I wonder whether or not I can lose the Secret Service and go out to the track.
Congressional Democrats are meeting resistance from the GOP on their plans to vote for an independent investigation into the deadly Capitol incursion in January, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Are they on the side of truth? Or do they want to cover up for the insurrectionists?
The mayor of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is begging for federal assistance. The area was deluged by severe rain. Homes are now flooded. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.